Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is heaven or hell. Do you remember the story that Jesus said? He said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many go down that road, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. That road is a narrow road, and few there be that find it." That scares me. Doesn't it scare you? What road in life are you on? Because the end of that road is your destiny. That's where you end up. And where does the road go that you're currently walking on? There's a real hell, just as well as there's a real heaven. Jesus said there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And yet he says, "In my Father's house there are many mansions." If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. So we know that the choice sits with us, our free will. And we do have free will. We choose which road to be on, and our lifestyle shows the world what road we're walking on. That's why you see the conservatives and the liberals, and they say, "Well, he's conservative. I don't want to be on that road," is what they're saying. "I don't want to follow that path in life. I want to be liberal. I want to play around. I want to have sex. I want to run, do this and that, and go crazy and take drugs, and I want to do whatever it is I want to do." That's not good. But the choice still remains in everybody's life. Am I going to heaven when I die, or am I going to hell? People have debated where heaven is and where hell will be, or is there a hell, or even is there a God? But I can tell you, the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, then comes judgment. There's no reincarnation. We don't come back as a cow or something else. There's no second chances. It's one time around for us, and then we face eternal judgment. And yet, those that have received Christ as their Savior, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life that tells the world that they are a child of God, and they're spared from the torment and the destiny of hell, because Christ came to live within their life, their heart, and their salvation was evident because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in them that bore witness with their spirit that they indeed are a child of God. And there are others that wander in life and end up on the road to and the destination of hell. It's a terrible place. We should not wish that on even our worst enemy. So today, I want to ask you a question. Are you going to heaven when you die, or are you going to hell? John 3:16 will tell you. It says, "For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life." It's your choice. God bless you. Have a great day.